Hello, my name's Kate Bowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 29th of August 2009 and the time is 11:30 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is Stuart Powers, I'm 40 and I'm from Ashford in Middlesex.
Lovely. And how are you today?
I'm okay, thanks. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Good. Can I ask initially, what was it that motivated you to apply to take part in One Another?
I guess it was the idea of becoming part of London's history, and I wanted my grandchildren to be able to look me up on the web and say, there's Grandad.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour?
It was difficult, and I didn't really know what I was going to do, and I was kind of worried that I'd be quite boring, and I still think I probably will be. So I've brought some balloons, and I'm going to sellotape lottery tickets to them and chuck them off the plinth when I'm up there, and then I will probably do a little dance and then have a nap.
And why did you decide to do these things?
Well, I didn't want to just stand there. Because a lot of people have done that, and I wanted to do something that might be a bit of fun, and you know, you never know, somebody might become a millionaire because of it, and that would be a great feeling, and hopefully I'd get a slice.
And how are you feeling about it now that you're here and you're about to go up on the plinth?
Yeah, well, it seemed a lot easier to do when it was 3 months off, and the closer the days got, the more nervous I've got about it. So I am a little bit nervous, but I'm still looking forward to it. But, yeah, you can probably tell I'm a little bit nervous.
What do you think you're nervous about? What do you think is making you nervous?
It's difficult. I hope I don't sort of do anything stupid up there or fall off. I'd like to do something slightly memorable. I wouldn't want to just be sort of forgotten up there. It's a bit of ego there, I guess. But just want people to enjoy watching me.
And what kind of experience do you hope to get out of this, do you think?
I'm looking forward to seeing Trafalgar Square from that perspective, because I don't think many people will have seen that, and I'm going to take some pictures. As I said, I'm looking forward to being part of a work of art and something that will hopefully be remembered through the ages. So I get a good feeling out of that, knowing that my descendants will be able to look at me up and say, that, look what he did.
And can I ask, this is going to be 1 hour out of your life that you're going to be on the plinth. How do you like to spend your time when you're not on the plinth?
Right. Well, if I wasn't here today, I would be at the Chelsea game, because they're playing at 12:45, so I would normally be there with my son. Normally, at the weekend, we would go out as a family, you know, go to nice places, maybe you know, go bowling, cinema, go out for lunch. Something like that. Just normal standard stuff, really, nothing exceptional.
And how about your working life? Can I ask about that?
I work for the NHS. I'm an IT manager at Charing Cross Hospital in Hammersmith. My wife actually works for Sky, which is where we found out about this, and I used to work for Sky before I worked for the NHS. And I just do I manage all the computer systems for several hospitals.
And how do you find that, doing your job at the NHS?
It's challenging. It's really rewarding. It's they say that the NHS is a lifestyle choice, not a career choice. It's very challenging, because you know, I don't have to lecture about how the difficulties of the NHS, but trying to make a little bit of resources go a long way is always a challenge, but it's really rewarding.
And how about your passions? What are your passions?
I love sport. I love most sport, football and rugby especially. I love reading, and I'm kind of a very amateur historian. So I like sort of ancient history quite a lot. And I, you know, my kids are my passion as well. I love hanging out with them and doing things with them.
Who are your kids?
Amy, who's with me now, and my son Dan is at home today, but he'll be watching on the internet.
Mm. And what do they think about you doing this?
They think I'm mad. But they kind of think it's cool as well, so I think they've been boasting to their friends about it.
And, yeah, I mean, what sort of... I I'm just wanting to ask about your background now. Can I ask about where you're from and that? Yeah.
Well, I'm from London. I was born in a place called Perivale, which is just West London, and I've lived there and thereabouts all my life. My mum and dad are what you would call traditional Cockneys. They were born in the Sound of Bow Bells, and so I've lived around sort of West London. Left school at 16 and started working just up the road, actually, and from there, always been in the IT sort of business, and had two or three jobs, mostly long-term jobs, since then. But I wouldn't consider myself exceptional at all. Just a normal, you know, really normal person. Really, don't stand out in the crowd at all.
What kind of experiences do you think have shaped you into the person you are sitting here today?
We were very poor when we were young, so I'm always very conscious of the value of things, and I consider myself extremely lucky to have the life that I do. You know, we literally lived sort of day to day when I was a kid, and we didn't have new clothes, and we were very, very poor, mostly hungry. You know, and I've always tried to, you know, what's driven me is that I don't want my kids to have that sort of upbringing. So that's really driven me over the years to try and work hard for that. And what else? that's about it, really. I've had really good friends, and I've just been really, really lucky in that I've had a lot of luck come my way at the right time. I've got a beautiful, lovely family. My wife's beautiful. My friends are great, and you know, I just consider myself really lucky.
Can I ask how you met your wife?
Yes, we both worked at Sky at the time, and I met her. She's the canteen manager, and obviously I was in the canteen a lot, and we actually I used to organize pool competitions, and her name is Lee, and she applied to be in my pool competition, and at the time I thought she was just a bloke because her name is spelt L-E-E, and I pulled myself out of the hat to play her in this pool competition, and then we met her that way, and then I realized she was a woman, and I realized that I'd seen her around, and we met that way, and all very set of circumstances that were really coincidental that led to us meeting, so it was great.
And where did you marry?
We got married in Twickenham in a place called York House, which is a lovely old Georgian building that backs onto the river, and it was wonderful. We had the ceremony there and we had the reception there, and it's got wonderful gardens, and it was just the best day ever. It was fantastic. It, really enjoyed it. And then we had a 3-week honeymoon across the west coast of America, and drove through California and finished off with a week in Mexico, and it was just the best time of my life. It was fantastic. Really enjoyed it.
And what's important to you now going forwards for you with your life?
Well, I'm really trying to I turned 40 this year, and it's hit home now that I'm not as young as I used to be, and I'm really trying to focus on becoming a bit healthier and fitter, and I gave up smoking at the beginning of the year, and I'm now exercising more than I did and eating healthier than I used to do, and I've realised I can't sort of, you know, drink 8 pints a night and have a curry every week because it's bad for me. So I'm just trying to keep fit and healthy now. I saw some adverts on TV about giving up smoking, where people my age were saying, I want to be around to walk my daughter up the aisle, and they really hit home to me. So that's what I'm trying to do, is get fit.
Very good. And is there anything else that you would like to add about taking part in one another today, and your experience? Any sort of closing words?
I'm really looking forward to it, with a due sense of trepidation and dread, and I don't know. I hope people enjoy it, and I really think the idea and the concept is a really, really clever one, and I wish I'd thought of it. And I've not much more to say, really, except thanks for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.